Hello and welcome to Relatable with the Experts. This is your host, Teresa Freeman. Our focus in this third series is on accountability and success. I'm excited for all of you to hear our experts' point of view on this topic. Each has a unique perspective and a hot take for us to consider. As a reminder, our experts for this series include Lennis Moynihan, licensed clinical professional counselor, Karen Schaefer, executive, former CIA and board advisor, Vivian Dixon, talent acquisition executive, and LaQuenta Jacobs, HR executive and diversity expert. In this episode, we hear from expert Vivian Dixon. I really enjoyed our conversation on accountability and success, especially through the lens of recruiting and a candidate experience. Some hot takes from this episode: how to stand out as a candidate, why it's essential to clearly articulate your impact and ownership, the importance of responsiveness during the hiring process. Vivian also shares insightful advice for leaders. Don't underestimate the advisory capabilities of your recruiting team. They know the business, they know your candidates, and can provide great insight on their potential success in the organization. Enjoy this episode. I'm back with Vivian, my resident acquisition expert and executive. I'm so grateful to have you back. And today we're talking about accountability and success.
Okay.
And yes, ma'am. And boy, is this a rich topic. But from an acquisition leader perspective, you know, when you think about that and you think about how does it apply, like when you, you know, through that lens, what kind of comes to mind for you when you think about that connection between accountability and success? And how do you see it show up?
Good question. And from the view of a candidate, is this where you want
the angle? Or for you as an acquisition leader too, like what you're seeing, right? I wonder how accountable, when you think of candidates can be accountable, right? And how do they show up in an accountable way?
Oh, good question. Okay, good. So I'll tell you, I'll start with some big picture and then I'll get into tactics.
Yes.
I think when candidates are describing scenarios, whether it's sort of freestyle and just a casual chat of introduction, let me tell you a little bit about me, or it's a specific question, they may be a direct question or behavioral based question. Many times candidates make the mistake of not really providing clarity on what they are accountable to versus what they were a witness to. Very different.
Ooh, I love it.
Right? Yeah. So it's very different. And so you could be on a team that's been charged with doing XYZ and you sort of got the downflow of that work, or you observe that work, or you could have been the one that chartered the path. You cut the path, right? And so many times just offering that clarity to the interviewer of the maturity of the org, your role in that org, and specifically what you did. You don't always have to be in the number one lead position leading everything. No, right? But you all need to offer clarity of the value that you provide, right? I'll give you another analogy. I have a very good friend of mine. She and I worked together many moons ago, and she's a good friend of mine, and she's an athlete. And I admire her athleticism because it was never a strength of mine. And she's very tall, and people always assumed that she played basketball because she's very tall. And she's actually a track. She was a track player in college. And she said to me, she goes, I did play basketball. She's like, but I wasn't a very good shooter. And people assumed I would be a good shooter just because I'm this tall woman. And she's like, but no one could rebound a ball like I could. I would chase the ball. I would dive for the ball. I would dive, jump into crowds. It didn't matter. And so the story of that, though, is your assumption going in based on just physicality for this particular person. And then the reputation she built. She built the reputation no matter what happened. She was always going to dive after that ball by any means necessary.
Mm.
So each of us have a reputation of what we do well, right?
Yeah.
We know that someone's going to save the day to deliver. We know someone's going to save the day to redirect. We know someone's going to save the day to pause and go, hello, now's not the time to act. Actually, now's the time to pause. And so be very specific in what you've held yourself accountable to.
Yeah.
and what the company has held you accountable to. Sometimes you, Teresa, might decide, I'm not going to do this, even though my leader has asked of it, because it may not align with a value, right? And so that accountability should translate into some level of impact. So when you're speaking in an interview, regardless of the level, talk to the impact of your work and how you are accountable to that impact and what role you played in defining it or delivering on it. Maybe you didn't define it. Maybe you had a disagree and commit moment. Your boss wanted to do X or your colleague wanted to do Y. You didn't agree with it, but you know what? You have a role and you're accountable for X and you did your job, right? And so sometimes that simple thing is important.
What do you think about the remote world? Because I'm curious, for me on my side of the table, when I think about more the generalist side or looking on a team engagement or team performance, this accountability comes up a lot in the remote space. So when you're working with leaders as an acquisition executive and they're telling you about the candidates that they want and they want candidates that are going to be accountable in a remote environment, what
Right.
things that you're looking for in that interview that someone can share that helps the team, hiring team understand they can be accountable in that remote environment? Is there anything
Okay.
different? Whether you're a recent college grad entering the workforce or a seasoned executive navigating a transition, I'm here to help. I'm Coach T, and I specialize in helping you land the job, lead with impact, and love what you do. Let's get to work. Visit tfasoftskills.com to learn more. Now back to the show.
Yes, I would say there's one macro theme, and I wish I could like print a t-shirt with it.
Oh, here's our opportunity.
This is the opportunity. We're going to print this t-shirt. Don't wait. That's the simplest thing. Don't wait. Don't wait to be told that XYZ is needed by Y deadline. Ask for the deadline. Don't wait for someone to ask you, what are you working on? Have clarity of purpose of what you're working on. Don't wait to be assigned goals. Oh, well, my manager never told me what my goals are. I have no idea what my goals are. I'm just spinning in circles. Guess what? Write them down and go, hey, boss, I think my goals should be 1, 2, 3. So waiting is a failed recipe in every definition. Can you tell I'm passionate about this? Now, this is coming from a person who patience is not my strength. Okay, so I'll own it. But waiting tends to just cause havoc. So maybe your manager is not ready to talk about goal setting now, but you could write some things down. Say, hey, at the right point in our next one-on-one, it doesn't have to be this instant, in our next one-on-one or when the opportunity presents itself, I want to align on goals. I'd really like to get goals established in a month. So whenever you're ready, here's a draft one, right? And give them the opportunity to rev on it and revise it with you over a period of time. So what I find is the accountability as a remote worker. If your mental model is I'm remote, I can do my job anywhere. It doesn't matter where I am. Know that not everyone can actually do that successfully. So you have to show how you lean in, right? It doesn't matter that I'm not physically sitting with you in, you know, X part of, you know, the world. This is how I'm going to lean in, and you're going to know what I'm working on, the prioritization of what I'm working on, and my presence, right? So that's the first one. The second thing is, don't promise something that you don't know if you can deliver on. It's such a easy thing to say, harder to do, especially in the moment of the stress of the job. But if you don't know, look, I think it's also ages and stages of life. I'm very comfortable with saying, I don't know yet. Let me come back to you. Right. If somebody says, can we do X, Y, Z? Let me think about that. I'll come back to you. Let me research that. I'll come back to you. I have an inclination of an answer, but I want to check one thing and I'll circle back. I could circle back in 5 minutes, in 1 hour, or one day, but you may need to check one factoid that will influence the outcome. So all in all, you know, different companies have different philosophies and some just really don't believe in remote work. It is what it is. And so, you know, you're not going to change that philosophy. But if someone is trying to discern whether or not you, Teresa or Vivian, can work remotely, then hopefully they ask the right questions to figure that out. But if they don't wait for, again, in the interview, don't wait for them to ask you the right question.
Yes.
You know, if they say, is there anything else, then say, I'd like to share a couple of things.
Yes. And I think everything you described in terms of work behaviors, those are the things you tease out in your interview. So when someone tells you working in a remote environment can be challenging, you're like, what's one of the things that you've done well? Let's say that's a question to a candidate. Then the candidate says, because we now have talked on this podcast about accountability, that's the example you use, because accountability is so, it's an issue both in person and virtually, right? Because accountability is shifted and changed. And to your point of like showing up ready, showing up proactively, everyone works with someone that they love who like comes prepared, has ideas, has already thought through something, has something to start with, everything you described. So I think as a candidate, knowing that that's a hot take right now of being able to show that and demonstrate that, weave that into your answer. Right, whether it's bigger picture around problem solving or, you know, but make sure you're showing that, because I think that's going to stick out right now because it is a pain point.
Yes. And look, I think from my point of view, being remote is earned. And not everyone believes that. You know, many will say, well, look, after COVID, we all work from home. And that is, you know, that should be an expectation. And it's not that I disagree with that, but think of it from the premise if it were your company, right? So insert your name, Inc.,
Right.
right? Stevie Inc., Susie Inc., Jane Inc., right? Robert
Yes.
Inc. And what I want all of my employees anywhere in the world working from home. And if the answer is no, then you now have to ask yourself why. Like, are you fully grounded that they could all be remote? And then ask yourself why. And then you start to realize, wait a minute, there's a little bit more depth to this. Now, as an acquisition leader, I fully believe that talented people rise to the top. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So it's not that I don't believe in remote,
Right.
it's that I think it's important to adjust to what the business owners and leaders believe are definitions of success, and that remote work can be earned, and it may not be earned on day one.
Right. Let me ask you a quick question just tactically about candidates and responsiveness when I think about
Yes.
accountability. So, I'm old school, right? I'm like, as soon as you hear, if you're in a job hunt, as
Yep.
soon as you hear from that recruiter or that hiring manager, my counsel is at ASAP, you're responding. Whether it's I received your email, I'm in a meeting the rest of the day, but I will get this information, whatever it is, but that the promptness, the waiting the 24 hours, it's not like date, it's not like dating. You wait the 3 days. So, but I could be too old, so I'm too old school in that. So what's your perspective from a candidate like responding with the, you know, they could be, you know, like you said, a lot of people are already in a job and they're looking for a job, and everybody, time is a commodity. So, what's your point of view on that?
As a rule of thumb, I would say same day if you can. So
Yes.
don't close out your day without checking your emails or your communications from that
Right.
recruiter. So the recruiter could be on the West Coast, you're on the East Coast, or vice versa. They could be, you know, you could be in Europe or they could be in Europe and vice versa. But before you close your machine for the day, check your messages. So the 24-hour rule, I wouldn't adopt that. I would say same day, make it a habit before you sunset, invest the 10 minutes to check to see if there are any actions required. The second thing is actually read the email too. Imagine that. Because sometimes there are actions required in there, not just a
Yes.
response. And so be aware of if you're being asked a question. If so, answer the question, or if you're being asked to act in some way.
Let's make a special shout out to our entry-level talent on that one. Because
Yes.
I think, you know, people on campus, they're not used to necessarily reading the fine print, reading the detail, getting like really making sure you've read every single thing, print it out. Who prints out? You know, do your make sure you've like checked the things that you know, because I think those of us that are more seasoned have a used to working with contracts and those things. And so you're more careful. What one thing about the 24 hour, the same day, what about weekends? So what if you're an acquisition and you email someone on a Friday afternoon? Is it okay for that person to respond on a Monday, or would you like
Yes, yes. No, that's
okay.
super reasonable. I think
Okay.
we don't expect weekend responses. If so, lovely, right? But I don't think it's an expectation. But I do think that And again, remember, not every single person in the hiring cycle is perfect. So they could be asking you on a Friday midday if you can do something on Monday, and you're thinking, "Oh my God, I just saw this today. There's no way." It's okay to say, "I'm not able to accommodate today, but I can do anytime, offer anytime Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 10, and I'll hold that time until I hear from you." So help the transaction by
Yes.
giving instead of this back and forth. Because what sometimes happens is, there'll be a cross of time zones, or you'll be delayed by a day, or maybe the recruiter or the coordinator is delayed by a day. And now you're like your availability or your synchronization is out of sync. And so anticipate not only responding to the question, but maybe offering an alternative to say, "Hey, I can do X, but as an alternative, I can do Y. I'll hold that time or expect it until I hear from you."
I will say it's been a difference maker for me when I have candidates for positions. The people that are more responsive to me, I'm like, oh, that shows me they're interested. It shows me that they're taking it, seriously. They're prioritizing.
Agreed.
So for me, as an employer and as someone that's hired a lot of people, like that's been, if I've got five people that I'm interested in, those top three are probably people that are like on it and that are, fully engaged. All right. So I sometimes ask the question around the gaps that you see, but I want to ask this in a different way. For you, what is the ideal behavior of a candidate in terms of showing their accountability? So how does that show up for you? Like, and when you think of a candidate for you, if you were to like, if you think about some of your best candidates that you've worked with, right, were super smooth and they had all like lined up. What was that experience? Want to grow your career the smart way and avoid the mistakes I learned the hard way? My book, Soft Skills I Learned the Hard Way, is packed with real talk, ready-to-use tips, and funny, relatable stories that make it easy to read for busy professionals. Whether you're just starting out or leading a team, this book's got something for you. Grab a copy at tfasoftskills.com. Now back to the show.
I would say simply balanced messaging.
Okay.
So don't, if it was a really uncomfortable, tough time, don't only talk about the tough times. If it was a winning, shining moment and you put the flag on the hill and you're super proud of it, don't tell me that everything was beautiful. So really providing
Interesting.
that balance, right? So here, look, we all start. I always say, let's get this party started. We all start something and it could start out great and end great, start out great and end terribly, start out terribly and end great. So give us that balanced view of what happened. Here were the good times. Here's when things went wrong. And here's how we corrected, or here's how I corrected. Okay. So offering that balance. I love it when I'm teasing, I'm being sarcastic. When a candidate tells me that they did this super, super hard thing that no one had ever done before, and there were no problems along the way. Because now you've lost me. That's not real.
Right,
Right? Life
right.
is hard. Work
Yeah.
life is hard. The fact that you could do something unheard of with zero problems or zero pushback or zero derailment, it's not realistic. So now I'm thinking you're overselling me, and now you've lost your audience. Right. So don't get me wrong. Sometimes things line up really well. I'm not saying it never happens. But you want to call out, look, I anticipated this problem to happen. And thankfully, we avoided it by doing blank, or I avoided by doing blank.
Right,
Right.
right.
Because it's never perfect.
Yes. And showing all the colors for sure. Okay, so anything else on when we think about this intersection of accountability and success from an acquisition point of view. Ooh, what about just real quick, like internally for you, working with your clients? So we've got a lot of people probably that listen to this that use acquisition, right, within an organization to help them fill their roles. So how do we help the hiring managers work better with our acquisition leaders?
Oh gosh, great
We think
question.
about accountability and success.
Yes, as a hiring manager, don't underestimate that your recruiter, your talent acquisition team sees a lot and knows a lot. So
Okay.
they know a lot about your org. They know a lot about the personalities on your team. They know what they're hiring people into the team dynamics. And so I would ask them, Ask them, like, what do you see as a missing link? What do you see as a missing way that we're interviewing? Is there something that we need to do to improve? Ask them for that feedback, because the team sees a lot and they know a lot. They see everything from as simple as the feedback from candidates on after they've interviewed with a particular manager, to just the interaction with that manager, right? Are they constantly rescheduling invites to talk about recruiting? Are they
Right.
seemingly never remembering what we talked about last time? All of these intricacies show up. And so I would say ask them for their counsel. What do you see? What do you think that I'm missing? What skill sets am I missing? Are they hard skills or are they soft skills?
Like, see them as an advisor.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else on the accountability and success front that we didn't cover?
I think we've covered it all. I think that's it. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Oh my gosh, Vivian, you're just a real gem. And I feel like every time we speak, I learn something new, and you have such a great way of explaining things. So thank you for being my resident expert this season on Relatable 2.0. I really appreciate it.
Gosh, anytime, anytime. And we'll have to I'd love to come back and continue the dialogue and let me know how I can help.
Okay,
Okay?
I will for sure. Thank you, Relatable Experts. Your advice and counsel is so valuable. Thank you, Relatable Audience. Please rate, subscribe, leave comments, and share this podcast with others. Until next time, this is Career Coach T. Stay connected.